Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Here the top of the Gemara says that Amri Harif de Pumbedisa, the strong people, the Harifim of Pumbedisa. Rashi says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this was Eifah v'Yavima b'nei Rachba de Pumbedisa. So they said over the Harif de Pumbedisa, the sharp people of Pumbedisa said like this: that Haktoro Mifagelis Haktoro, that one Haktoro could be Mifagel the second Haktoro. So Rashi says that means Hikta Koimitz, Amnas Lahakta Lovoino Liachazman. Let's say Bishas, you're burning the Kemitza of the Mincha, you have in mind right now you plan to burn the Lovoino tomorrow. So here it's called Pigul, and their Chiddush was, Vafilu Lerabon, even according to Rabban and Shita, the army that they say usually, Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that you cannot be Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. So the Chur here also, you only have the Machsheves Pigul b'shash to burning the Kemitza, not b'shash to burning the Levoina later. But still I'll answer you, Hanin Mili, when did the Rabbanim say with the Chatzim Matir, you cannot make Pigul, that's only Heicho d'chishev baby shirayim u Levoina b'milsa kaima. That's only in the case of the Chomim was, where b'shash to Kemitza, you're thinking now of eating the shirayim tomorrow. So you're only thinking b'shash the Chatzim Matir of the shirayim, but you're not thinking about the Levoina at all. The Levoina stays by itself. So since the Levoina is the other Chatzim Matir, and you have no machshava about it at all, therefore can't be chal pigul with the machshava during the kemitza. Avol hocha, but over here, tichishiv lo b'levoina, that since here b'shas, the burning of the kemitza, you're also thinking about that you plan to burn the levoina tomorrow. So since you're thinking about the levoina, that's the harif for the pumbedisa svara, that k'mo d'chishu b'bekule matir domi, it's sitting like you had the machshava during the whole matir, since you're thinking about the levoina also, therefore would be chal pigul according to Chachamim. Omar Rav, Rav said back, afana namatnina, bring a proof of this also, we also learn like this, afana namatnina, that we had a gemara before that said, zeh haklal, kol ha-koimeitz, v'noisem b'kli, v'ha-moylech v'ha-maktir, that any time the Kohen b'shas one of these four avoidas of either making the kemitza or putting it into the kli, or walking with it, or burning it, lechol dovah shadakol lechol, if you have in mind to eat something, the shirayim tomorrow, v'ros lahakter, dovah shadakol lahakter, if you have in mind to burn something, l'churit means burning the levoina tomorrow, so chutzlim kaim my posel, the machshav is to eat it or to burn it, chutzlim kaim in the wrong place, it's posel v'yayim bekoris, but chutzlim manoi, if you have in mind to eat it or to burn it, the wrong time tomorrow, then the locher is pigul, v'chiyav malav koris, yet it's chal pigul, and y'chayav koris. So now, my love isn't talking about haktoro dumid hanach. The haktoro is just like the other three cases also. That mahanach, just like the other three, b'shas te kemitza, or b'shas te kabolas bekliya, b'shas alocho, bein lecho, bein lahakter, the svar whether you have in mind teeth from the shirayim, or whether you have in mind to burn the ktoris, burn the kemitza. So our haktoro, when we're talking about now about burning the kemitza, the machshavah is bein lechol, whether you have in mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow, or bein lahakter, whether you have in mind to burn something tomorrow. Now you're ready now being Isaac and burning the kemitza. So what else is there to burn? Only the levoina. To see clearly, if you have in mind the shasti burning the kemitza to burn the levoina tomorrow, it's like a chal pigul. Marcel Lai, could be there's no proof. Atayahanech, the first three cases, when the Kohen has the mind pigul, the shas kemitza or hilocha, or Kabbalah's Bekli, they're true, bein lech or bein lahakter. It applies as far both ways, whether you have a mind to eat, you have a mind to burn. But haktora, when you're holding by burning the kemitza, here lechol in, maybe only if you have a mind to eat from the shirayim, then is a chal pigul. But lahakter loy, if you have a mind b'shas, you're burning the kemitza, if you have a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe that does not make pigul. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Goda, Kaime de Abaya. Rav Menashe was sitting down in front of Abaya. The Yosef, when he's sitting, the Kamer, he said over Mishmed Rav Chizda, name of Rav Chizda. That Rav Chizda holds, Ein Haktora Mefagelas Haktora, no, that if a Shas you're burning the Kemitza, you have in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, it's not Chal Pigul in the Mincha. Not like Charif de Pumbedisa. But they hold no ein haktorah mefagelas haktorah, and they say it that the Rav Chizda says it via Afilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yoman that he says Mefaglin bechatzimater that you could have a machshavas pigel b'shas bechatzimater. I'll tell you though, Hani Miluam was this said Hecha dechishav bo b'shirayim dekaimetz. That's only if b'shas you're burning the kemitza, you have a mind to eat the shirayim of the kemitza. Why Hanimili Hecha dechishav bo b'shirayim? Only when you have a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Then, even though you only had this machshav b'shas kemitza, you know why? The kemitz matted it too. Because the burning of the kemitza, that's what's matted the shirayim. Even though it's only a chatzi matir, but that's Rav Meir Svara, that a chatzi matir could also make pigel. Avalocha, but over here, the kemitz lav matted levainahu. Here what happened, b'shas, you're burning the kemitza. You had in mind to burn the levaina tomorrow. That was your machshav b'shas pigel. If so, lemotzi mafagabei. Since the kemitza, the burning of the kemitza, is not what's matter the levoina, the burning of the levoina could be done even before you burn the kemitza. It's its own matter. It's not the pshat the kemitza is be matter levoina. If so, therefore lemotzi mafagabei. Therefore, b'shas the avoid of burning the kemitza, you cannot have a mind tita levoina tomorrow or to burn the levoina tomorrow. That would not be a pigel. So Chitzer of Chizda argues Achriv the Pumbadisa. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, Oni Mori, like please my Rebbe, please answer me, Mishmei de Rav, like did you say this over the name of Rav or not? Omalei, so Chizda said back, in yes, that I said this over the name of Rav, and it benamu, you also learned like this, that Omer Rav Chizda Omer Rav, that Rav Chizda said this over the name of Rav, that Ein Hak Torah, Mifagelas Hak Torah, that yes, that B'shas, you're burning the Hak Torah, the kemitza you have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, that does not make pigel. Oh, my Rav Yaakov, Baridi, Mishmei the Abai, name of Abaya, that Afana Namitanina, we also learned like this, that Akasat Chal Pigel, that we learned it says, Shochat Echad Minakvosim, if you made a shchita on one of the Shnei Kvosim of Shavuos, Lecho Mimenu Lomochor, you had a mind to eat from this korban itself, to eat from the meat tomorrow, then who pigel v'chavera kosher? And the korban itself is pigul, but the other kevis, that's no kosher. What's going to be lecho mechaveru lamochor? The b'shash is shechted one kevis, he had a mind heat from the second one tomorrow, so then shneim ksherim both of them are kosher. Question is my time, what's the reason? Lav, isn't it mishum, the chiv on the lav mate didehu, that since shechting one kevis is not what's mate the second kevis. This kevis is only mater itself, not the second kevis. His soul emotzi mafagobei. You cannot have a machshavas pigul b'shas to make a shchita on one keves to eat the second keves. So here you see, you can't have a machshavas pigul b'shas the burning of the kemitza to burn the levoina. So here it's a raya to Rav. Tzmur says, loy, no. Hosam hu de loy ikva b'chad mona. There's a big difference. Over the other shnei kvosim, they don't have to do one with the other. They were never put in the same kli. Therefore, one machshavah cannot pass on the other one. Over here by a mincha, let's see, when you make a mincha in the same kli, you put the seilus, the flour, you put the shemen, and you put the levoina. It's all put in the same kli. So maybe here the svara should be like the chariv, the pumpadisa, that kichad domi is considered like one, and therefore maybe if you have a machshavas pigul, to shas the burning of the kemitza, that you plan to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe it would be pigul. So for this halacha, you have no right to Rav. Nothing more says, Omar Rav Hamnuno, Hoimil Soiv Loyali Rabbi Chanino. Mean that Rabbi Chanino taught me this thing. So Rabbi Hamnuno is saying over that Hoimil Soiv this thing, Ivloli Rabbi Chanino, he taught me this aloha, Fitakiloli Fichulu Talmidoi. It's worth to me like all my learning. In other words, it was a very chashiva learning. So what did he teach him? He taught him this, that Hikta Klemitz Lahakta Lavoino. The lechol shirayim lamocha pigul. That if the kohen b'shas he's burning the kemitza, he has in mind to burn the levoina and to eat from the shirayim tomorrow, that it becomes pigul. So this machshava helps. Now, my kamashmalon, what do they mean to teach us here? What's the chiddush over here? My kamashmalon. I hak Torah, nifagelas hak Torah. This is the chiddush that Rav Chanina taught him. Was that b'shas, the burning of the kemitza, you could have a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, and that makes pigul. If so, lame, it should have said him clearly. Just should have said hik the klemet lahakta levoino, or is pigal. So if that's the only chiddush, let him just say this case. What do you have to say? Also, we had in mind heat the shrine tomorrow. Elomai, im faglin bechatimate kumashman. If he wants to teach us that even though you only had this machshava b'shasti burning the kamitza, only b'shasta chatimatir, said you hold like a remei shrita. If so, lame, let him say glat that hik the klemet. Lechol shirayim lamachor, that you were b'shas you makta the kmitza, you had a mind teach from the shirayim tomorrow, but that makes pigle. So how come you have to say both cases together? Elamai, what else do you have to say? Itavayu kumashmon. Elamai want to teach us both chedushim here. Says so lame, let him say hik the kmitz lahakta levoino, v'lechol shirayim lamachor. Let him say clear. Let him say clearly. But let him say with a vov like. Vilechol shrayim lamachor. As if it says two separate cases. The way he said it, it's mashmitz one case that b'shas the aktorah of the klemitz, he had a mind to burn the levoina and to eat the shrayim. It's mashmitz one case. But if you want to teach us both chidushim here, it should be like two separate cases. So let him say, I should have said this, that if the klemitz lahak the levoina is one case, and then vilechol shrayim another case lamachor. So how come he says it in one case? So Gemara says, "Omer Rav Acha Bar Avo Liyelum." Really, I tell you, Ksavar Ein Haktorim Mefagelas Haktoro. And Echnami could be holds like Rav that if the Shasti burn the Kemitza, you have in mind just to burn the Levina tomorrow, maybe it does not become a Tigel. And also he holds also V'Yein Mefaglim Mechatimatir. He holds not like Rav Meir. If just the Shasti burning of the Kemitza, you would have in mind heat from the Shrine tomorrow, it could be that would not be Chal Tigel. If so, why is in this case is it Yechal Tigul? So the answer is Vishani Yafa. Here it's different. To postulate Machshava Bekula Mincha. Here you had this one Machshava throughout the whole Mincha. In other words, the case here was Bishas, you were burning the Kemitza. You had a mind, first of all, to eat from the Shrine tomorrow. So you had a mind about eating from the Shrine. Aye, it's only Yechatzi Matir. But you also had a mind to burn the Levina tomorrow. So you had a mind about doing the Levina, which is the second Matir. I, about burning the Levina tomorrow, that's Ein Haktara, makes Pigel with the other Haktara. But here it's better because you also had a mind to teach from the Shrine tomorrow. So when you have these both Machshavas together, then they help. That was his Chiddush. That was the tremendous Chiddush that Rav Nuna learned from Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara says, Toni, Tone Kamed, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that Atana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that Hikdar Kaimetz, Lechol Shrayim. Let's say you had in mind hikter kaimitz, you were burning the kemitza, and you had in mind lechol shirayim, heat from the shrayim tomorrow. Is it every hakol pigel? Of course, everybody becomes pigel, even according to chum also. So the question is, how could you be that? How could that be? Well, miflek pligi, that's cool for the machlekes Rabbi Meir and the chachamim. Even though it's here during the chatimat here, it's only Rabbi Meir that says it's pigel, not the chachamim. And rather, aim meant to say like this: the divrei hakol posel. That according to everybody, even according to Chum, Makol Ponim, that's possible. That even though Yoni had the Machshava during the burning of the Kemitza, which is only a Chatzim Matir, but Makol Ponim, though, Midrabonim, though, it's possible. There's a Gzeira of a Chatzim Matir, Otzor Kulim Matir. That's his Chiz, Dirvi Hakol Possel. Fred Gemara of Aleim, let him say this. Harei Ze Pigol. Fred Yimehi, let him say better, no, it's Pigol, it goes according to Rameya. Someone says, Tona Dirvi Akilis Nayu. That he wants to say Allah goes according to everybody. You can't tell him he should have said something according to Rabbi Meir. He wants to say something that goes according to everybody. He wants to say that according to everybody, even according to Chachamim, that our Kol Ponim it's possible. So therefore, Pigul Bipsul Michlaflei. The reason why he said something goes according to everybody, because the Jew just said Pigul, he can make a mistake with Psul. But Harezu, the Divrei Akil, Le Michlaflei. But now that he said Harezu, that goes the divrei akril, that you can't make a mistake. Yes. So in other words, it's like this. First, the lashon he said was, he said a lashon that the divrei akril was pigul. So now we're saying, no, he doesn't mean to say pigul. He meant to say psul. So the question is, who told you that's what he meant to say? Maybe he meant to say that according to Rabbi Meir, it's pigul. Like, how do you know which word to change? True, he said divrei akril, he said the word pigul. So we're changing the word pigul doesn't mean pigul, it means psul. Someone was asking, no, maybe change the word Divrei HaKol. Maybe that he did not mean to say Divrei HaKol. He meant only to say, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's Pigel. The answer is, the word psul and tigul that you can make a mistake. So even though really he meant to say psul, they wrote it down, they understood he meant he said tigul. Therefore we could change it. But since he started off to say the words divrei hakol, that you can't make a mistake. You can't tell me that he meant to say according to Rabbi Meir, that nobody makes a mistake. So therefore pshita, what he meant to say was something happens according to everybody. And that must be that I call upon him it's psul, even though tigul is not because it's only a chatzimatir, for the Chum agree that I call upon him it's posul midirabonim. Hadju nalecho hakoim etzasa mincha. Now the Mishnah says, beginning of the third parak, hakoim etzasa mincha lecho dover shendako lecho. Let's say the Kohen had a moim b'shav kemitza to eat from the mincha something that's not a derech lecho. He had a moim to eat from the levoina tomorrow, or he had a moim to eat from the kemitza tomorrow. Or else, lahakter dover shendako lahakter. The shas was Isaac in the kemitza, he had a mind to burn the shrine tomorrow. So locher is kosher, there's not a machshev, it's tigul. Since she had the machshev on the wrong type of a thing, that doesn't make tigul. Rabbi Eleza poisel, Eleza says no, it's poisel. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. What's going to be now? Lechol, dover, shadarko, lechol. He had a mind to eat something that he's supposed to eat. He had a mind to eat the shrine just tomorrow. Or also lahakter, dover, shadarko, lahakter. He had a mind to burn the kemitzah, to burn the levoina tomorrow, but pochus mikazayis, he only had a mind to burn or teeth less than a kazayis, so that's not called a maisa chilo, that's not called a maisa haktoro, and therefore kosher. Therefore this machshava does not pass all the mincha. What's going to be if the Kohen has in mind lecho kachati zayis or lahakta kachati zayis? He has the mind b'shas kemitzah, teeth from the shrine tomorrow, kachati kazayis, and to burn the levoina tomorrow, or to burn the kemitza tomorrow, achatik zayis, again kosher, the mincha is still kosher. Why? Because the klal is shein achilu v'yaktorim and tarfin. You cannot put the two machshavas together. The machshava of an achilu and aktora does not come together. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Asiyam, Rabbi Yechonon, my time with the Rabbi Lezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? How come he holds in the Mishnah that the Kohen had a moin b'shas kemitza to burn the shrine tomorrow? That's chal tigul. The horse not a derech to burn the shrine, is derech to eat it. So why does he have like the raw machshava? It's still chal tigul. So he answers, Oma, Kroah the Posik says, V'yim heyoche yeyoche mebsas zevach shlomov. By the parash of tigul, it says a double oshin, V'yim heyoche yeyoche, if you have a mind to eat from the korban shlomim, which Vidashna means to say, you have a mind b'shashchit, shin b'shtei achilas akos medaber. The Posik is talking about two types of an achilas. Echad achilas odom v'yechad achilas mizbeach. One, you could have a mind b'shas dalar avoidis, whether to make an achilas odom, teach from the meat tomorrow, or else to make an achilas mizbeach, which means either burn the meat tomorrow or to make the zrika tomorrow. So the pasuk says two things. Loimloch, come to teach us loimloch that kishem shemachashren b'achilas odom machshav helps that you plan to teach from the meat tomorrow. Kach mechash shemachilas mizbeach. The same way the machshavas tigul helps if you have a mind to burn the emurim tomorrow. Now, kishem shemachash from the same mizbeach, you can think about even the mizbeach. Something goes on the mizbeach to something that goes on the mizbeach. In other words, something that an adam is supposed to eat, like the shirayim, eat this tomorrow. Mizbeach moin emurim like a chal tigul is so. Reb Lezer darshens and holds kach mechash adam of the mizbeach or meachilas mizbeach liyadam. That you could change around the machshavas also. If you think to eat something that you're supposed to burn, or you think to burn something that you're supposed to eat, it'll also be chal tigul. The Gemara says, my time, what's like the real reason of Reb Lezer? Midiavkinu rachmona liyak torah b'loshin achilo. That since l'maisa, the posuk here in Heyochi, burning the emurim under mizbeach, and still the posuk calls the loshin of achilo. So Torah calls the loshin of aktoro b'loshin achilo. As if to say you're allowed to change around, even if you think to eat the emurim, or if you think to burn the basar, or here by mincha, if you think to burn the shrine, or you think to eat the levoina, it would also be chal tigul. Now, Rabbanim, what do they do with this svara? Rabbanim say, hi, diaskun rachman of loshen achila. You know why the pasuk says loshen of burning on the mizbeach.